This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Brady Carlson. It's been a very busy week at the State House, and we turn again to NHPR's Josh Rogers to bring us the latest. Josh, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Let's start at the State Senate, a 20-4 vote today to approve a constitutional amendment to ban a personal income tax.
Yes, and needless to say, that's more than the needed 3/5 to make it onto the November ballot. As you might expect, the vote broke basically across party lines, with Republicans favoring the prohibition and all Democrats save for Manchester Senator Lou D'Alessandro opposing it. The arguments basically boiled down to the so-called New Hampshire advantage versus concerns over tying the hands of future legislators and, you know, a bunch of honoring the people's will sprinkled on top. Basically nothing we haven't heard before. And, we'll be hearing more straight through to November.
And so this is going straight onto the ballot yet, or not quite yet?
Not quite yet. I mean, the Senate did tweak the language passed by the House. There will be agreement. That's all but certain ultimately. But the specific change was replacing person with natural person in the amendment. The idea is to ensure that the prohibition on a personal income tax would not apply to taxes on businesses. And there was some back and forth over how the courts will construe this language should it ever get there. But, you know, in order to get there, it'll have to get on the ballot and win 2/3 support in November. That's a strong possibility, but by no means a certainty, particularly in the high turnout of a presidential election year.
There's another constitutional amendment we've heard not very much about lately on education funding. I read recently about how the House and the Senate and Governor Lynch were still negotiating on wording. Are we likely to see that amendment in front of voters this fall?
I'm not sure how much negotiating they're doing. If they are, it may be long and laconic. One shouldn't say never, but I think you can surely say that it's not incredibly likely that we're going to get an amendment. One might think with, you know, the big Republican majorities and Governor Lynch wanting the flexibility to allow for more targeting of school aid without first paying out a base amount of adequacy money for each pupil in each town. You'd think that would be doable, but, you know, this issue obviously isn't easy given its history. Republicans in the House are divided over what kind of language they want. Democrats, you know, have really no compelling reason to go along. And 239 votes in the House, which is what you need to get the amendment out of there, is a tall order. And, you know, the clock's ticking and people have other things going on.
One of the things that was going on in the House today, they made some headway on another issue that has been around for some time, prescription drug monitoring, specifically a database tracking prescription drugs in the hopes of curbing some of the abuse. In the past, this has run into some opposition among lawmakers. So what was different this time around?
Well, I think the timing was one big thing. Prescription drug abuse is now a very well-documented problem here. New Hampshire has some, you know, quite high rates of prescription drug abuse. And, you know, privacy arguments, therefore, on this front don't really have the bite they once did. And, you know, at this point, New Hampshire is truly an outlier. Missouri is the only other state that doesn't have such a database or have one in the works. And I think the fact that the 3-year pilot program would be funded by grants and private donations probably didn't hurt either.
House Republicans have also revived this week, or tried to revive, several bills related to abortions. Where do those stand now?
Well, it varies. The 24-hour waiting period for abortion is out there. It's headed back to the Senate, tacked onto a business tax bill. It's very unlikely to succeed. The House effort to ban abortions after 20 weeks had sort of an odd turn today. An amendment was tacked onto a bill for some newborn screening, a pulse oximeter bill that had bipartisan support. The language was tacked on. Then the language only was tacked on by 4 votes. People started getting worried that this was going to kill a bill that enough people liked that they then reversed course and took the language off. There is language. It's not exactly abortion, but language on the reproductive rights front, essentially a carve-out for religious employers for contraception insurance coverage. That was rejected by the Senate earlier. It's headed back through on another bill, so we'll see on that one. It's a little bit narrower, but the prognosis isn't really too favorable on that one either.
Well, this is the time of year where the House and Senate are usually trying to wind down. Are there any high-profile bills that we're likely to see in the next few weeks before they close up shop?
I guess that depends on what your definition of high-profile is. I mean, there'll surely be some surprises. How many bills rise and don't quickly fall, though, is always the question. And there's a lot of talk around the State House about, you know, how many of these hot button issues will survive. And most people seem to think that a lot fewer of them will survive than will be raised between now and the June 7th deadlines.
And HBO's Josh Rogers, thanks as always.
No problem, Brady.